Hello, so I'm here with Vaughan Leslie from the Hebron Bridge Little Theatre. Hello, Vaughan.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you very
much. Good. So Vaughan's here today. He's going to tell us a little bit about the Little Theatre and about his own role within the theatre. So Vaughan, how did you come to get involved with the Little Theatre in the first place?
Well, I've been involved with the Little Theatre for probably 30 years now, a long time. I started acting with the St Michael's Amateurs in Mythemroyd, and I was working with somebody who was in a play at the Little Theatre, and they had a vacancy, so I got roped in, and I've never looked back. I very quickly became a committee member.
Yeah.
Since then, I've been in quite a lot of plays, and I've directed plays, which I really enjoyed, and I've been a regular committee member and worked in many different capacities within the theatre. Currently I'm working on publicity, and I run the website, which we recently launched in May, so I would suggest that anybody who's interested in the Little Theatre goes straight there. It's www.hblt.co.uk. It's a very good website, as I say, established in May, and we've already had some 72,000 visits, so it is working quite well in sort of promoting our message.
Excellent stuff. So tell me about, what was the first play you actually did with the Little Theatre when you came in?
I played a sort of minor role in Glasstown, which was about the Bronte sisters. I played the curate, I think he was, who gets off with Charlotte. So that was a small role, but enjoyable. The first play I directed was The Accrington Pals, which was obviously about, it was set in the First World War, and it was essentially about the women who remained at home.
Yeah.
That play has recently been redone by the theatre, so they did it again in 2014 to coincide with the centenary. And Todd have done it as well recently. They did it in 2016. To coincide with the Battle of the Somme, so it's very topical in a sense. It's a great play, and that was the first of quite a number of plays that I've directed. I've gone on to direct classics like The Crucible by Arthur Miller. Most recently I did Two by Jim Cartwright, which is is like a modern classic, really. It's set in a pub. Two actors play all the different characters who come into the pub, so it's got all human life is there, really. It's a really, really good play, and I really enjoyed doing that one. I've also done recently All My Sons by Arthur Miller, again a great classic. So far the theatre's never undertaken Shakespeare in my experience, and I think that's an omission that we need to redress at some point, you know, but personally I don't feel up to directing Shakespeare.
Well, he's always a goal, and Shakespeare, as they say, the great bard. I remember I actually saw the Accrington Pals. I didn't see it at the Little Theatre itself. They played the Todd Hippodrome. It's a wonderful play. And it's always, certainly in the commemoration year of the Somme, a wonderful play. So we've just done a playthrough of Dracula. It's an unusual take on the Bram Stoker story, I believe.
Well, this is a play that is a particular... It's Ray Riches, who is a stalwart of the Little Theatre, who's been around since the 70s, I think. He's done this play many times, and it comes up every 10 years or so. So we've done it again recently. It's a spoof of the story. It's based on an actual play. It's based on the original 1927 play that had Bela Lugosi in it. But Ray and Tony Webster and Wendy, his wife, added songs to it and camp it up. So basically it's a sort of a parody, a spoof version. And I think the audience found it very entertaining. We got good audiences. We got about 85% attendance.
That's excellent.
We do six evening performances and a matinee currently. So that's seven performances. Our capacity is about 112 or something in the auditorium, so we get about 700 people coming to see our plays, you know, when they're successful. Generally speaking, our turnouts are very good. I would think that possibly they have, you know, reduced slightly in the last few years. I think it's harder for live theatre to be successful. So my aim as publicity officer is to try and increase the attendances. We've had a slight falling away, and my aim is to increase them by 10%. So that's why we put a lot of time and money into relaunching the website and making it a much more interactive site, interacting with Facebook and Twitter and all these sort of things. And we've also got a new season programme, which we're quite proud of, which, again, uses a sort of a more contemporary design. So we feel that we're trying to sort of explore more sort of adventurous ways of pushing our theatre to the attention of the public.
Excellent, excellent. Right, so we're going to have a chat now about the floods that happened from Boxing Day 2015. So obviously we all know, Hebden Bridge knows, we were underwater for most of Boxing Day. So tell me a little bit about how it affected the Little Theatre, because obviously it's so close to the canal side over there.
Yeah. Well, the Little Theatre's got a prime spot by the canal, which is normally a great advantage because people can take a drink out. They can even go and have a fag on the patio, and it's very pleasant on a summer night. But obviously this time it wasn't such an advantage. The canal and the river joined forces and we had about 2 foot of water in the theatre. What's amazing really is that we rallied around, lots of volunteers came down, helped clear all the mud and debris out of the theatre. We had lots of things stored under the seating, so that was a nightmare, all this flats and wood and props and all sorts of things stored under there. We did get quite a lot of help from the community. We had people just coming in, popping by, volunteering to help out. We even had the army pop down for a day and helped out clearing under the seating. So we did very well. You know, within about a week, we'd made a huge headway. We then paid some people to do jobs for us, including redecorating, plastering. Obviously, we needed new flooring, all the carpets needed to be replaced, and so on and so on. And but nonetheless, in spite of it being a Boxing Day flood, we were able to reopen for our first play of the new season in February. So the show went on in spite of everything. And since then, we've attracted some grants. They call it flood resilience. We've been able to fit new doors to the patio and to the front of the building. And we're going to do further works to make the place watertight. These doors are amazing. You know, they will actually withstand 2 foot of water for 24 hours, I think, or it might even be longer. So if the worst happens again, we should be safe and secure. And the overall effect of all these works is actually, it's given the theatre a makeover. It looks really good. And it's also, I think these things build community support for a place, you know, and adversity can actually be beneficial sometimes.
Absolutely. And I think the one thing that we saw from the floods was the sense of community that came from everybody in Hebden Bridge, and you saw everybody helping out, pitching in, whatever needed doing, it just got done. There was no complaining, nothing like that. Everybody just thought, we'll help each other out. And I'm glad to see that went on to help the businesses as well as the theatres. Obviously the Little Theatre is a massive part of Hebden Bridge itself. We've got the Christmas show coming up on Saturday. So can you tell me a little bit about what's actually going to be on?
It's an annual review that we do, and it's just an opportunity for friends of the theatre to come together, have a glass of mulled wine and a bit of Stollen.
Nice.
And it's sort of sketches and songs, really. The choir performs a few numbers, a few Christmas carols. I'm doing a couple of things for my sins. So I'm doing a couple of solos. We do have comedy as well. I mean, there's a theatre member who regularly writes a little playlet, so that's happening this time. So it's a good time.
Limited availability on tickets. So how would people go about if they wanted to go down and get tickets?
I suggest that they would ring Sue Riches on 01422 843 907. Just to confirm the availability. It is quite popular, so it might be advisable just to give them a ring first.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we can get a sellout for the show. Anything that helps out the Little Theatre, absolutely fantastic. So we're going to talk now about what goes on at the Little Theatre on a day-to-day basis and how you can get involved if you'd like to help out or to even get involved with the shows that they produce.
Well, the main thing that we do is we have a programme of 5 plays each year. So we've got a programme that we've just produced. And the plays are Spring and Port Wine in February, which is fully cast, and we'll start rehearsal in January.
Can people, if they wanted to get involved in the back, the lighting?
We welcome people at any time. So if anybody wants to get involved in any capacity, we're always short of people to do things. We're always short of people to do.
Great.
I mean, we've got wonderful costume person, and we've got very good lighting people. But all these jobs, if you can imagine, it's 5 plays, so there's a hell of a lot of work to do for each play. So we welcome volunteers who really want to take on some responsibility at any time. So as I say, the first play is Spring and Port Wine, A View from the Bridge, which is an Arthur Miller classic, in April. Summer Fancy, which is based on a Thomas Hardy story, in June. Proof, which I'm directing, in October. And Role Play, which is a comedy by Ellen Akepourn, in November, December. So if you want to pick up one of these programmes, you'll find them at the Town Hall and Innovation and places like that. We sell our tickets through our website, and we also sell them in person at Innovation, which is the Hebden Bridge shop, 3 weeks before the show. You can buy them online a long time before if you want. So as I say, www.hblt.co.uk is the place to look for tickets. And also, if you want to get involved, there are various contacts on the website that you can email. We also have a newsletter that we produce, so if you want to register for that, you can do that online. And as in addition to the newsletter, you get notifications about any other things that are happening. As well as the plays, we do social play reading, which is a monthly thing. So that's just an evening thing where people come together, read plays with no actual plans to perform them. It's merely reading for enjoyment. We did have a youth group until this year. Sadly, the person who was doing that, she'd done 10 years, and I think she felt that was enough for anybody.
Right.
So so at the moment, the youth side is in abeyance. However, we have young people in our plays. So we've done several plays where there have been large numbers of kids. You know, we've done Christmas Carol. We've done the Railway Children recently. This season just gone, in June, we did The Children's Hour, which is set in a school.
Yeah.
So that involved a number of kids. So there are parts for children. You know?
Excellent.
So we do actually have that option, but maybe not this year. I think possibly there aren't any parts for kids in this programme this season.
So the venue, the Little Theatre and the Waterside Bar itself, are they available for hire as well, should anybody have private events they'd like to put on?
We do a lot of outside lets. The burlesque come to the Little Theatre on a regular basis. The Trades Club use us as a green room, so that's not a public activity, but they do hire the theatre for that purpose. We have the Story Magic Panto that comes in every year, so that's happening. It's December 30th, 31st, and maybe the 1st. I can't remember exactly, but there's a big banner outside the theatre advertising that. So that's, I think it's Aladdin this year. They do that. They do a take on a traditional panto, and it's pitched at children, you know, so it's for kids and families, you know. So it's quite a nice event. You know, we've had lots of different things coming in. Next March, alternative comedian Shazia Mirza's coming.
Oh, excellent.
So she's on tour, and heard about the Little Theatre, and I'm coordinating that event, so that one should be a bit of a sellout in March. So that'll be something that you'll be able to see on our website when it's actually
And that's confirmed. Obviously a departure from the usual for the plays that you put on as well.
Well, we've had all sorts. I mean, the Arts Festival also regularly do events at the theatre. So there's been a variety of things down the years.
Wonderful, wonderful. So just lastly, I noticed on the website you also offer a membership for people that may want to help out with the little theatre but aren't able to get down and involved week by week.
Yeah. What does it say? I think it's £15 currently for a full membership.
Yeah.
You can do that online. On the programme, it says, so why not join us, and it's offering full membership.
Yeah.
Concessionary rate is £10. Children is, I can't say it, read it, is it a pound? Was it £5? Anyway, there's details on how to do it. You basically have to contact the membership secretary. So if you're wanting to do that, that's great, because that obviously supports the theatre.
Absolutely.
And you would get a copy of the newsletter, and you'd be kept in touch with developments. So it would be a good way of getting involved. Another good way of getting involved is check out the read-throughs. On the website, we regularly advertise read-throughs for all our plays. So the rehearsal process is about 7 weeks, and we probably have a read-through about 4 or 5 weeks before that.
Mm.
So about 3 months before each play, we'll be advertising the read-through. So it's basically a read-through of the play, a casting audition, and it takes place at the theatre usually. Sometimes we just read the play. Sometimes directors ask potential actors to act out scenes. So it depends on the approach of the individual director. But, it's an opportunity to get a part in a play. You can also just contact us and say, I'd like to do some acting, and we'll get in touch.
Fantastic. Well, Vaughan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best for the Christmas and the New Year periods. I'm hoping the Little Theatre continues producing wonderful plays for many, many years to come.
I'm sure it will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.